If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
We've been touting Nugs.net for a while, but for those of you who don't know, Nugs.net is the destination for live music on demand. They have a growing collection of over 15,000 full-length concert recordings from bands like Umphrey's McGee, Green Sky Bluegrass, and Spafford, so you'll never run out of live music to explore. You can listen to a show from last night or from 40 years ago. You can hear our favorite picks every Wednesday on Live 5, powered by Nugs.net on this very podcast. It's available on desktop, iOS, and Android apps, Sonos, and BlueOS. Just like us, the folks at Nugs.net are live music fans, so they're offering new subscribers a 35% discount on an annual subscription. Go to nugs.net/thesound and sign up today. If you already have a subscription, give the gift of live music to a friend. There's nothing better. Again, nugs.net/thesound for 35% off an annual subscription. The show starts now. You've been listening to Shining from the Almond Betts Band album Down to the River, out today, June 28th. If you've been listening to this show for at least a year, you'll know that we're big fans of both Devin Almond and Dwayne Betts, and both have been on the show separately and together since we began. Last summer, Dwayne joined Devin on the road supporting the Devin Almond Project. Things went well, and they collaborated on writing some tunes, recorded them, and got a band together in time for a tour. So I asked Devin if the plan all along was to join forces, and that's where our conversation started.
We knew joining forces was a possibility, but it wasn't a definite. And I wouldn't say that that tour was launched as a litmus test or anything either. It really was me getting back on tour after my father had passed that happened to align perfectly with Dwayne wanting to come out and front a band and get his songs out there after being, you know, the guitar player in Dawes and the Dickie Betts Band. Both of those things aligned perfectly. So this was born out of it, you know, and you know, we feel fortunate that it was, but we didn't set foot, you know, planning that. I mean, it certainly planted the seeds for it, and we're grateful for that. But yeah, no, that it was a pretty innocent pairing last year.
Once you saw how good it was that what made you decide that, you know, this is for real and the fans are loving it and I love performing with Devin or Dwayne, or Devin enjoys performing with Dwayne? Was it something that at that point made sense after you went to Europe and came back and settled down? Or when did you decide that, you know, this ABB thing was going to come to fruition?
Yeah, man, you just go on tour and you get comfortable playing with a bunch of guys and you get in a groove. And then we just decided to, at a certain point, we start throwing around a few ideas and we started writing. And when you write a song that you think is good with somebody, then you kind of have that to build on. And then we were like, wow, man, we just wrote a pretty cool song together. And then that kind of gets you enthusiastic about writing more, and then you build on that, and then we're like, oh well, let's fly Saul Vaughn out, who he contributed greatly to the writing and the record and collaborating with both of us, and you just build on it, and then you're like, wow, man, we really have something, and then you start deciding who you think should be in the band and etc. So
you can have stage chemistry all day long, but the core of every rock and roll band, you gotta have songs. So you know, once we got out there on tour together and tried to write, we found that we could really write together, and it was for real. And nobody was forcing us to. We wanted to write together and see what, you know, would come of the writing. And we were like, well, wow, you know, we not only do we have onstage chemistry, but we have writing chemistry. We can have our own body of work. We can have our own songs. And you know, had we not had any songs come out of those sessions, that would have been okay too, but we certainly wouldn't be here sharing a band together at all, you know, and got to stress that point, you know, I mean, this wasn't some executive room decision. This was us going, well, wow, shit. And we can write songs together. Let's make a go at it.
The band really has been 30 years in the making, right? You met, I think I saw online, maybe Devin, you posted that when the box set came out, which was in 89, you had all met.
I don't mean to cut you off, but the band hasn't been 30 years in the making. The band's 3 months old, okay. And the band came together because we realized we had chemistry. I mean, we've known each other for 30 years, but there's in no way this band has been in the making for 30 years now.
Okay. You both had to shed some members of your own bands to make this work. Was that hard, or was the realization that something perhaps more important or more interesting was on the table? I mean, was it hard to kind of put the two groups together?
That's a great question, man. I think, you know, putting the two of us together, you know, we're the main writers and we're the singers. You know, so we have to surround ourselves with the cats that are going to be best for this music that we've written. And I think we did that. Is it hard to say goodbye to some people that you spent a year or better with on tour? It's always hard, but the good thing about the people that we've worked with is that they're serious cats, and they're going to go on and do other serious things. And, you know, we text them and FaceTime them, and, you know, it's there's no bad blood or, you know, anything like that. We picked the best cats for the current job, and we feel good about that. And the cats that went on to other things are doing great. Jackson Stokes has his debut record coming out.
Right.
Nicholas David has his next record coming out. Justin Corgan is one of the number one sought after bass players in the St. Louis music scene, and actually playing with Nicholas David. So everybody's busy.
That's great. You're both guitar players and have grown up listening to obviously amazing slide players. I mean, one of you is named for one, and the other is the nephew of that dude. So what can you say about John Stachula, who you guys have in the fold? And, I mean, I thought he was incredible when I saw him. What does John bring to the table that's either different or comparable to that other slide guitar player that's been in your history?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's fair to compare people to Duane Allman, but he's certainly a fantastic guitarist and a great slide guitarist, Johnny. He brings a lot to the table, man. He knows music, and he knows the intricacy and the subtlety. He has great instincts as far as arrangements go, and just as far as feel goes, and just all those things that you know, that make up what music is, you know. And you know, the whole band really is blossoming, and it's really it's a pleasure, you know, when you're playing with musicians that you respect. And I think we all respect each other, and everybody gets to shine, and everybody knows, you know, we all have maybe strengths, you know, like Johnny is obviously, I mean, I can play slide a little bit, but mm-hmm. I'm not as good as Johnny, so I'm not going to try to play slide when he's standing next to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, we all have our strengths, and that's what makes up a great band, you know. It's just a unit playing together, and you know, and everybody taking their position and doing their part.
The other member of the team that people may know from Allman Brothers days is Barry Oakley Jr. And I think, Devin, we've chatted about Barry Oakley Jr. in the past, but how psyched are you to have him in the stable now and joining you with this band?
I mean, it's amazing, man. And you know, familial ties and friendship aside, he's in the band because he's the right cat for the band.
Right.
You know, and that's what we always have to remember. And I know people are excited about this band for being, you know, three sons of, you know, et cetera, but, you know, everybody brings it, you know, and Barry's a great bass player, and he's a presence on stage, and he sings, and, you know, he's got, you know, multiple tricks in his bag, and we're lucky to have him. And the cherry on top is the fact that we're so close and have so much history. That's the cherry on top. The work always comes first, then he does the work.
Did you guys each bring songs to the table, or was it totally collaborative in terms of writing the music for this record?
One song was brought to the table that was previously written, and Duane will tell you about that song, Autumn Breeze.
Right.
The rest of it was, you know, us writing together with Stahl Vaughn and birthing our sound, our you know, blending our two styles together to make this sound. But Autumn Breeze was a song that that has a history. So here's Duane.
Yeah. So Autumn Breeze was a song written by my good friend Chris Williams, who I was in a band in my early 20s with him, and he passed away in a car accident. But he wrote that song, and I liked it. So I started performing it in my set last summer. My opening set, and everybody liked it and wanted to throw it into the mix for potential songs to be on the record. And it really fit nicely, and we didn't have anything like it. And it had The sentiment and the feeling from the song fit with kind of the story that we were trying to tell with the other songs. So it found a place, and I think it fits really well, and it's a nice piece of work.
It does kind of have a throwback sound to other bands that, you know, people that are fans of the Almond Betts Band may be familiar with, right? I mean, it has that longer bridge, and there's parts where you guys could for sure jam out. I mean, I think it's the longest
Autumn
song. Or am I not thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, yeah, I mean, it's a jammer. It's got like that whole long middle section where
right.
those two chords. Yeah, I mean, it definitely has an Allman Brothers influence. I mean, I'm not going to skate around that. That's what's funny is that Chris wrote the song.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he wanted the harmonies in it and the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't like I was like, well, let's put those, you know,
right.
we worked it out together, but yeah, that was his song. And his, I remember he wrote it in the fall and Malibu with the Santa Ana winds coming out from the desert. And it's a real special feeling out there in the fall. I don't know if you've ever been there, but yeah, so that was kind of where that song came from.
I think part of it too is just your lines specifically in the song sound a lot, you know, your tone does sound a lot like the Old Man. So I think that's also where some of that, you know,
sure, yeah.
comes from
yeah.
too, right?
Well, it's a great vehicle to play that way. And you know, you want to dig down and try to, you know, get some joy, you know, make people feel something, you know, and get them to feel something, you know, and that's kind of the that kind of playing, you know, that you're talking about, the way my father plays.
Before we get to the rest of our conversation on the Sound Podcast, I wanted to remind you about a pretty cool deal the folks at Nugs.net are offering. If you sign up today as a new subscriber, you'll get a 35% discount on an annual subscription. All you have to do is go to nugs.net/thesound and sign up today. Now, back to our conversation. Melodies Are Memories is another one of those songs where people are going to have obvious sentiment. And I'm glad to hear that these are songs that you guys wrote together with Syl. And Long Gone was another one that I think is a bit of a throwback too. Were there many songs that you sort of left on the chopping room floor that didn't make this record that we anticipate will be on future records?
You always want to go into a project with more than you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have stacked this record up, but, you know, We did it 2-inch analog. They kind of, you know, they have that classic sound, and you know, it was kind of cool to think, you know, a lot of our favorite records from the 70s were like 8-9 songs max, you know, instead
yep.
of 12-13. So we really picked the ones that played together the best. But I think there's a handful of songs that didn't make it onto the record that are contenders for the next, but we don't feel like they have to be on the next. So we'll just say that, you know, there's some cool stuff that's in the same vibe that could rear its head. Sure.
The record comes out, as you mentioned, Friday. And then you're
yep.
back on tour. The plan is to obviously take advantage of the summer and festivals and to be out there, as much as you can with this record. Are you stoked to get on the road again? I mean, you sort of. It's,
we're on the road.
You're on the road.
We're
right
on the
now.
Road now. We've been on the road for 3 months already,
right.
And we're always stoked to be on the road. We're you know, as corny as it may sound, we're living our dreams. You know, this is why you woodshed. This is why you rehearse. This is why you play the shitty gigs and the shitty, you know, 4-hour broken spoke. You know, where you get done with a song and no one claps. Like, you know, we've all done this. We've paid our dues, you know. I mean, I put 2 million miles touring under my belt, you know, and,
wow.
and nobody did those miles for me. And that was even after the broken spoke and the bullshit, you know.
yeah.
So Yeah. So now, I mean, man, we're playing festivals, we're playing theaters, we're playing historic rooms, we're opening for our heroes, we're doing these things, and it's growing and building. And God, I think I can probably speak for everyone in the band, including Dwayne here. Like, yeah, we're stoked.
Yeah.
Beyond stoked.
Yeah, man.
I just want to go back to the recording of the record one more time, because you did do the recording of the record, if I'm correct, at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, which is crazy given the history of that room and the people that have been in that room. But you also brought in Peter Levin and Chuck Lavelle's guests, adding organ and piano. They're not touring with you, right? It's John Lum and R. Scott Bryan. And who's playing piano on the tour? Anybody?
So, we were very fortunate to get John Genty. John Genty's known for being in the Robert Randolph Band.
Right.
And most recently, the Dixie Chicks, and did a lot of studio work with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow.
He gets his own extremely loud ovations throughout the night. He's just a monster. We couldn't have landed a better cat and a sweeter cat and a more professional cat. Can't say enough nice things for John Genty.
What are you most excited about? And I want an answer from both of you about this band being together now. And is it the record coming out? Is it some of the festivals or some of the places that you're going to play this summer? Or the sentiment that you've been able to put together on this record? What's the most exciting thing right now for Dwayne and Devin?
The most exciting thing for me is the fact that no matter all of the things that permeate the vibe of this band and the sons of this, and these guys are from, you know, we got this guy from the Sheryl Crow band and this guy from this band, and despite, you know, all the cool things that are going on, I'm most excited about this band becoming a band, like a band that can hit the stage and touch people and be tight and play selflessly. You know, I think when you do that, then all the other stuff falls into place. But just to know that you step on stage and there's just, you get lost in the music, man, because you know everyone in the band has got the songs back, like all playing for the song. That trumps anything for me. You know, the record coming out, the gigs, it's just having that band you always dreamt of having.
Well, I mean, I could say three things.
Okay.
I mean, the place I'm really stoked about playing in Sardinia. That's one, as far as a place,
mm-hmm.
That I'm really excited about playing. But I kind of, you know, I'm really excited about playing these songs for people and having them become familiar with them, and then them falling in love with our material that we're putting out, and then us building on that and just building on what we've started, you know. And it's such a great start. And the band is playing great, and the more shows and the more experiences we have together, that we get under our belt, the better it's going to get. And I'm just really excited to build on what we've already done.
Well, congratulations, guys, because it is a great record. I've been begging the label to give me a copy that I could actually put on my phone so I don't have to be glued to my computer, but that will come. But in the interim, it's an amazing record. I've listened to it, a few times now, a few runs. It's a great record. I really enjoyed seeing you guys live, so I know that the live thing will come across even better than the studio record. And just congratulations on building a new band and getting out there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
Sincerely, man. Thank you. I'm glad that you dig the record. We know that you listen to the real stuff, and it's really exciting to see this band blossom.
Cool. Thanks so much for taking the time, guys, and good luck. And hopefully we'll see you on the road this summer. Be well.
Yeah, man. See you soon. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, brother.
So there you have it. The Almond Betts Band with a brand new record, an ongoing tour, and what sounds like endless energy for creativity, kick-ass jams, and staying power. Down to the River is just the start, and you should get your ears on it soon. For more on the Almond Betts Band, visit almondbettsband.com. Before we leave you, have a listen to my favorite tune on the record. Here is Autumn Breeze.
So far away from home. So
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.